England 33, New Zealand 19. How good does that sound?
Yeah, it does sound very good. I think I actually had to check the score at the end of the game with my brother because I wasn't actually sure. I just knew we'd won it. I didn't take much time to actually take it in. Yeah, I think it's a bit of history, isn't it? And I think before this, people were still talking around the 2012 win at Twickenham against New Zealand. So we're now a group that's managed to do that, and hopefully they talk about us.
And you personally, getting your name on the scoreboard, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, it was a really nice moment, I think. To be honest, I'm more pleased around the team doing well, and so to take the win as a group means more to me than a try, but it is a nice way, it's a nice little touch within that game. I think my celebration, I just kind of lost it a little bit, and a lot of emotion came out of me.
And talking about the whole team impact, you went toe-to-toe with New Zealand, first 15 minutes, then all of a sudden they got two tries in quick succession. Now, it could have all gone to pot at that point. But how much was it a team impact just to pull together and see through it?
Yeah, and I think that's like one of the areas we've had massive growth around, our ability to get back together and be resilient around no matter what the game throws at us. I think in Test match rugby there's momentum swings and teams are able to have great patches and score. But we found a way to get back into the game, and that's kind of been a big learning for us across the last couple of years, to be honest, around how we can find ways to wrestle back momentum and build points and give ourselves a chance again.
You could tell the intent of the game right from the very beginning, even before kick-off, with your response to the haka. Did you feel the atmosphere in the stadium, the tension and the excitement?
Yeah, I think we massively felt the energy at that moment. I think that would have been one of the reasons why we did it, to lift the crowd and like set out our intent for the game. I think, it was always going to be a massive clash play in New Zealand, and I think that just added to it, didn't it?
Looking ahead to next week against Argentina, are there any injury concerns as far as you can see? Because obviously Freddie Stewart went off with a HIA, Jamie George off quite early in the second half. Are they okay as far as you're aware?
I believe so. I'm not actually sure. I think Freddie came off with an HIA, but I don't know whether he's passed his one after the game, so we'll wait and see on that. Fingers crossed for them. If not, we've got a really great squad, so if someone does have to come in, they'll be doing a great job.
And of course, England going for 11th consecutive win next week. Can you pull it off?
I don't see why not. If we turn up with the same intent, I don't see why not.